איש חי ימצא. רוח בני מיכה. בטח בלי בעלו. בטח בלי בעלו. In the world today, even in marriage, people don't have genuine relationships. Batach Balai Bala, for over 55 years, relationship with her husband was one of unity. Why is it that people find it so difficult today to have genuine relationships? People's lives dominated by ego and false relationships and sheker. My sister Allah Shalom, Hefech HaGomer, there's not one shred of sheker in anything she did, anything she said. Our relationships were honest and totally genuine. Ego didn't exist in her life. And therefore, her relationship with her husband, her children, with everyone around her, everyone she touched, was genuine. Sheker is a non-existent concept to her. Straight, honest. The Yashus, she was Yerush from my parents, Zechronam Lavracha. Lack of ego, she was Yerush from my parents, Zechronam Lavracha. Yitzhak Tzadik, as he was going through all his Nisyanis, he came to his greatest Nisoyim. What guided him to be Osnokne Shalaviv. My sister had two living examples that lived with her. My parents, certainly my mother to an extreme degree, and my grandmother, Allah Shalom. Year 56 through 58, she lived in the home of my uncle, Shmuel Soloveitchik, but together with my grandmother. She was my grandmother's roommate for a year and a half, came out 2 years. That impact on her, because my grandmother was Bas Gdoli Ador, the daughter of Rebbe Prushina, who Chaim used to refer to as the Per Ador, the daughter-in-law, Chaim Briske. Both respected my grandmother. The two Gdolei Ador would often ask on Vozov Peshke. They viewed my grandmother with tremendous derech eretz. And yet my grandmother, Shaif Ayel, Shaif Noki, personality to her own, was humble, chesed, and genuine. And from that, the Seder, my sister, is Yerush, that genuineness, that honesty, that lack of ego. There's a lot of people who do chesed. Pasuk says, certain people was Metzius is Chesed. It's not something that they do. They're incapable of doing anything else, but it's so deep in their bones, the whole mahus, and they're incapable of any ra. Malasu tov velora. I don't think there's a human being in this world could ever say that my sister ever offended them, did something wrong to them. She was a metzias of chesed. We live in a world where the Messiris, my sister, held up to her eyes, very distorted. She saw the Messiris Ovis that she had, which is a very strong part of her identity. Vesneiter Shaloviv certainly was my mother, my grandmother. And Lamala Bekedesh of those dairies that she wanted to be Mamshich. But those Nakudis found expression in many things. But certainly in Anova, in Chesed, in genuineness. She was a very genuine, she was totally genuine. No ido, no sheker, and raktov. It was adinus hanefesh, a sensitivity to people. The ability to see the tzel malkim in every other human being. It all came from a savor that she saw, chesed, not of the midas, but also sheker achein, hevel hayefi, isha yerasasim, hitasala. Came from a deep and very deep emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that she was mamshich, a savor, that this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted her to live, and that Messiah, where she came from, such a dominating part of her life that anyone who lived with her for 2 minutes would realize that. The Messiah of Torah combined with Midas superior way. When time came, times were very difficult at times. When times came, she had to take the achrayas of Parnosa. She didn't flinch for a second. She took achrayas of Parnosa. But never at the expense of her family. The Eishes Chayim who can take achrayas of Parnosa takes total care in her family. Maybe, remember very often, she would tell me, because the sense of Messiah was straight, was so strong in her. I remember when my grandmother, Alea Shalom, was in her final illness. She had a heart attack shortly before she died. My sister came to visit her. And she came in and said, "Bobby, I'm here to see you." And my grandmother said, "Make sure you take care of your children. You can forget that about me." She always would tell me, my grandmother told me, that the first and most important thing is to take care of my children. The part of Messiah. Everything she did came from that. From the deep and deep emunah and the gvura of being a kabul, incredible yasur and be'ava, because everything she did, she saw, is a Yad Hashem. Komu boneo v'yashuvu, v'alu v'havu. She's able to be zeicha. But that Messiah that she was so strong in her mind, and more than anything else in her family, she wanted to be mamshich that Messiah. And in a world where that Messiah can be so twisted at times, the idea of the deep emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, with the Anova and the Emes and the Chesed, all bound together with that which she wanted more than anything else, to be mamshich. Reivonim levanech shalom ha-yisrael, to see that go on and on. Yishmi as Hashem itesam. Now, as she departs this world, goes in front of the Kisar Kovar. That goal of her life, to the mamshich and the seiros that she received, should be able to meet all those previous dairies and said, "I was successful." Then you should have said, "So, it's a rachayim."